Hello, this is Jill Wigmore Welsh here from Reading in Berkshire, just recording another short podcast in the Feldenkrais inspired body sensing and movement awareness series. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Berkshire. It's 2016, it's April, and the spring weather is wonderful. So, well, the lesson that we're going to be doing today is a lying down lesson. If you've got the ability to perhaps go and lie somewhere in the garden in the sun, if you want to do this on a beach, if you just want to do this somewhere, say lying indoors with the sun streaming in through the windows so that you feel nice and warm and comfortable when you come to do the lesson. And as I say, it's a lying down lesson. So make sure you have yourself prepared, you have a space, you've got all of your what I'd call props. In other words, when you lie down on the floor, if you notice your head is tipped back, you've got a few paperback books you can put underneath the back of your head. If you feel that your low back isn't particularly supported, either have a few extra blankets on the surface that you're lying on so you can sink in, or something underneath the backs of your legs so that your knees are slightly lifted. Or if you want to, you could do this in a sort of semi-reclining garden chair. I have one that is almost like a tipping back chair where as I push my head back, my legs come up and everything is nice and supported. So for the sake of this lesson, as I say, Get yourself into that kind of configuration, and also get yourself into a situation where you feel, you know, safe. I know this sounds crazy, but make sure that you know that the children aren't going to come rushing in through the door and jump on you, or the dog, or that the door into the office is closed and nobody's going to come knocking at the door. So get yourself into a position of safety. So that you can really savour these few moments of the lesson. And as I say, the lesson today, my dogs are kicking off. They obviously know that I'm recording. The lesson today is going to be a little bit around exploring the diaphragm. And so what is the diaphragm in relation to the breathing? Well, right down at the bottom of your lungs, right down at the bottom of your rib cage, and attaching all along to all of the ribs that you can just feel. If you put your fingers on the front of your chest, your breastbone, run your fingers down, you'll find you come to a sort of a split where you've got the rib cage sort of going off to one side and the rib cage going off to the other side. And those ribs carry on all the way around, and the diaphragm attaches to all of the edges of all of those ribs. I'm not going to go into great depth. If you're interested in the attachments of the diaphragm, you can go and have a look. But it's a very interesting and very strong muscular piece of tissue. It's not just a thick, solid piece of like a fingernail or something similar. It's a moving part, so you can move your diaphragm. It actually, as you breathe out hard, your contraction of the diaphragm helps to push the air out. So it's a big structure, and you've got lots of little holes in it. If you have a little look, you'll see you've got spaces for the esophagus and blood vessels and various other things to pass through. And the diaphragm, I always think of it looking a little bit like a large jellyfish, because it's got these little leg attachments, if you like, that go down and attach onto the lumbar spine. So it's a large structure. It's not a small thing. It's quite a large structure. And this lesson today is going to be around finding out about the diaphragm. So in your lying position, as you're relaxing, a little, perhaps a few moments of a scan through on the back surface of yourself. So So just to notice the contact that you're making with your right foot and the ground. And then the left foot, you can have your legs long or you can have your legs bent. And just notice the contact you're making. And do the same with the whole of the back surface of your legs. Drawing your attention first to one side, one leg, and then over onto the other leg. And then bring your attention to your pelvis, noticing if you could feel where most of the weight is resting through your glute muscles, gluteus muscles. So weight more onto one side or the other side. And then moving on up. Again, feeling the contact in the low part of your back. And then up into the ribcage area. This ribcage area so associated with what little explorations we're going to be doing today. And then travelling on up, neck, shoulders, back of your head. So just a very, very brief scan, just really to bring your attention to that, if you like, imprint of your body. And bringing yourself to listening to my voice and thinking about your body. So allowing everything else just to fade away. And then bring your fingers up so that you are touching that little area of your ribs, just down at the front where you had that little split. You've got the sternum that comes down. And then as you feel just below, just at the top of your belly there, you can feel a little split, if you like, where the ribs go off around to one side and around to the other. And just allow yourself with your fingertips to just to explore those ribs, just to feel the ribs and how far they seem to be. You might have to dig your fingers in a little way if you're carrying a little extra weight, or if you're sitting up a bit, you might find your tummy is sticking out. If you're quite slender, then you might find your ribs themselves are sticking out. So just explore with your fingertips and feel where those rounded edges go and what's just underneath, and just start to trace with your fingertips along the edges of those ribs, all the way round, just gently, if you like, feeling in to try to find where those ribs go. And it can be quite surprising, especially as you go around to the sort of slightly to the outer side of yourself, not quite on your waist, but a little bit out to the side. You can find that the ribs seem to be going quite a long way. There's quite a lot of an angle with the ribs going down. So just feel where that rib cage goes to. And as I say, just feel in. So you're just really starting to get an idea of where that rib cage sits inside you. And just explore in your own time if you find that you want to spend a little bit of time just in one area, on one side, and then use one hand and do that. If you want to do both hands together, you can do that as well. And slide your fingers around the back surface of yourself so you can feel how far down those ribs go. It's noticing how far they go down and how large an area, if you think of your lungs starting right up at the top underneath the shoulder blade and the clavicle at the front. So you've got the clavicle at the front and the ribs are right in up there, and then all the way down. You can imagine that a lot of those lungs are quite large, and then the diaphragm is right down at the bottom there. So when you finish the exploration there, just have a rest. Allow yourself just to let go and notice how you sense your body now, that you've actually been just touching and feeling through into these areas. Because of course, the mere fact that you've been running your fingertips over that surface of your body is actually connecting into your brain there to bring that part of the map of yourself, if you like. I suppose in a way it's almost like sort of drawing in a better outline and then starting to think of colouring it in. So that area of your brain that knows where all these parts are can be just joining up the dots a little bit by touching those areas with your fingertips. And then bring your fingers back and rest them on those two front, where the ribs split at the front, if you like, where you've got that sort of feeling of a divide. And just leave your fingertips resting there. You don't have to press deep inside. Once you know approximately where the ribs are, if you're carrying a little extra weight, you can just come a little towards the surface. You don't need to press in too hard. And just now bring your attention to your breathing. What I'd like you to do is to maybe bring your attention to your breath for two or three breaths, and then just let it wander. Perhaps have a look around the room, distract yourself, take your mind away, and then back to your breathing again. And as you just breathe in and out, with your fingers just resting on this area here, just rest the, so if you put your thumb and your index finger, say, over that point, and rest the rest of your fingers just over onto your belly. And as you just bring your attention to your breathing, just notice if your belly is moving and whether this area where you have your fingertips, just notice whether this area is moving as well. And then what I'd like you to do is to just invite the breath. The next time you take a breath in, just invite the breath to come in a little bit deeper. A bit deeper down into your belly, so that you actually feel your stomach move. Now, for some of you, this might mean that you actually suddenly notice that you've been holding your tummy muscles, contracting your tummy muscles, you've been firing them off. So you might have to consciously allow those muscles to relax. As I say, just about three breaths and then let your attention disappear off. You breathe in, allowing the air to just coming right down, right down, right down, right down into your belly. And then breathing out. And you might find that after a couple of breaths, I could feel it just then, there is a natural tendency just to almost have a little
yawn.
That's right, so just allow that breathing to carry on in your normal way. Just every now and again, three breaths, allowing that air just to go right down, right down, right down, right down, as if that diaphragm there is just softening and softening and softening. And allowing the air to go further down. So your belly is pushed out, and then you just breathe out again. That's right. Right out, 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 out. And you take another breath in. Right down. And then breathe out. So on this in-breath, you're just feeling this area here and noticing what it feels like to encourage this little area down here to move, to allow the breath to come right down to the bottom part here, and then just to softly come back out again. And then just leave all of that alone and take your fingers away if you want to, and just notice how you feel now. And notice if it's allowed any sort of tensioning to let go in your whole system, just by bringing your attention to softening this diaphragm. And maybe when you finish off this lesson, you might want to carry on and go back to doing that nice little scan that we did before, allowing yourself just to notice the contact and allowing yourself to soften even more as you notice that contact, and maybe just take a few moments just to enjoy this sense of perhaps increased, I suppose, what we would call relaxation, restfulness, ease, calm, sort of sense of stillness, if you like, just comfort. If you notice what it feels like, just feel yourself, if you're lying in the sun, just soaking up those sun's rays and allowing yourself just to feel the sense of calm you can bring to yourself by just practicing the simple process of feeling along the diaphragm, along the edge of those ribs there, a few breaths, softening and relaxing. I'll leave you with that. Always contact me via the Facebook page and download page or here, and I look forward to checking in with you again very soon. Take care.